Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
Jay Williams, Freddie Cohen, thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, also on ESPNU and your smart speaker. We'll get to, in terms of the whole Justin Herbert getting paid and how much pressure is not only on him, but somebody really close to him. But people have weighed in on Twitter at Coleman ESPN and at Real Jay Williams. I didn't think it was a blow between the catalog that Pat put out there, his favorite Bruce Springsteen songs, meaning Pat Costello, and then Jay Williams putting out his favorite Prince songs in his catalog, from his catalog, the top seven songs. Social media has completely flipped that on your side.
Well, no,
I didn't think it was a blowout, but they're saying it's Prince, and some have said by a wide margin, his catalog compared to Bruce's.
And by the way, for people on social media, don't get lost in the nuances about where I numbered my top seven Prince all-time songs. It's
They've
about
taking you to task with songs that were not there.
It's about who has the better musical catalog.
So why do we make the list if you were just going to take credit for all the songs you didn't put on your list?
That sounds to me like the tonality of somebody who's a loser.
Oh, Lord.
That's like being personal.
Like when you lose, it's like, I'm a river.
Why did I follow the rules of the segment that we did? Yeah. That would be like putting a top 10 NBA players list together and being like, oh, but Steph Curry's number 11, so I'm going to take credit for him, too.
No, you don't take. What do you mean?
That's what you're doing. You're taking credit for songs you didn't put on your list.
Seven of my favorite, like, Prince songs, I can only take credit for that. It's not about catalogs now. Like, was the question not yesterday who was a better musical catalog?
Yeah, and the question today was which seven were better. Why did we do the list if
so
it wasn't which seven were better?
Is not today's question.
You literally tweeted.
Yesterday's price, not today's price.
Yesterday's catalog, not today's catalog.
They the old days.
Not today's catalog.
I will say, while Jay did win,
here comes a caveat.
Yeah, there's always a caveat.
It's context. Not caveat, it's context.
You know, as the coach, like, all right, Jay, you had a really great practice, but you did some things wrong.
Uh-huh.
Like, it feels like you did miss there was glaring misses that at least that's what everyone is telling us.
That's right. But, Coach, in my contract, does it say we won the game? Because we go according to wins and loses. losses.
You went
not
so
over here about nuances, coach, about what I need to work on.
Coach don't want you to break
the
playoff.
Sorry if I threw three picks, but we won the game by 20.
When number one Duke is playing Fordham, I expect you to beat him by 60.
Wow.
You called Pat Fordham?
Good
Live
Lord.
Reps. You called it a closed exhibition. That's insane.
he literally went Patriot League.
I didn't go that low.
He's a November 9th game. You know that very well. I can't even take this seriously.
We can't even take that as an opinion seriously.
Now we've got
that Bruce Springsteen is Fordham.
Now we've got more personal.
I think he called you Fordham,
well,
not so much Bruce.
Well, he called me Fordham, but what are we really Fordham. Talking about here? We're talking about my seven versus your seven, and my seven, at least I picked seven. You only picked five.
Yeah,
so.
Until you added two more.
You did.
Pat, number
we
seven.
Even, we didn't even have one of your songs because you were so unprepared.
Don't worry, Pat. There will be a participation trophy delivered to your house.
Oh, Lord.
And that's fine. You know,
I'll add that to the rest of Bruce Springsteen's trophies, I guess.
Pat,
150 million albums sold over Prince's 100 million, but I guess we're going to ignore that.
Pat, I model my coaching style as Bill Parcells does. The rules don't apply to everyone, so the rules for Jay Will are
very
different from yours.
Yes.
If he falls asleep during a meeting, I'm going to fire you.
Yeah.
If Jay wants to
take credit for all the things he didn't do today, then he can, I guess. And I can't.
I'm the captain now, Pat.
I know.
This got personal.
That's insane.
I know. He called them Fordham November 9th. Bruce Springsteen's catalog deserves more than November 9th Fordham.
I want to see who Duke actually plays on November 9th because that's who I'm going to call you for the rest of this show, Pat.
Oh, Jay would have sat that game out and been like, oh, we did a great job. I played great that game.
Hold
on.
Great claps on the bench.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, I'm pulling it
you
up.
Guys are just killing me right now.
November 9th.
If it's Fordham, I'm going to freak out. If it's Fordham, I'm going to freak out.
November 10th, Arizona. Damn that.
Oh, no, that's not Fordham. That's Bruce Springsteen, November 10th, Arizona. That's not Fordham, November 9th.
All right, what are we doing to Bruce Springsteen?
No, Arizona's going to be terrific. I'm saying Arizona's a better opponent. That's a Bruce Springsteen.
Is on Arizona.
No, compared to Fordham, he is. On November 10th. Compared to Fordham, he is on November 10th.
What are we talking about?
Jay, I got a question for you, yo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
So today's a big day, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, but beyond the gotten personal between the catalogs of Bruce and Prince?
Today's a big day.
Okay, what's the big day?
Today.
What's that?
Ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. government is holding an historic UFO hearing today.
Okay.
Today.
All right.
This will include testimony from a whistleblower who has alleged, fixed it, that the Pentagon is hiding evidence of non-human intelligence.
Is that person's last name Mulder or Scully?
Oh, my goodness. I am all over this. I will have the popcorn ready. I am locked in.
Is it T-voable? Can I T-vo this,
John? I'm going to find out more information here.
It's not 1998.
I'm just first thing that came to my mind, man.
T-vo?
All I know is the House.
Hi, MySpace.
The House of Representatives will be hearing testimony from three witnesses.
Number eight.
Not two, but three.
Well done, Alan.
Regarding unidentified.
Sure.
And I don't even know how to say this anymore.
What's the word look
UAP,
like?
UAP.
Let me see.
It's UAP now, right?
Yeah. What does the word say? Let me see it. What's on the phone?
You want to sound it out?
Probably get locked up.
What are you doing?
Unidentified amylous phenomena.
Amylous phenomena. Yeah. Well, I got the phenomena part.
Phenomena, alien, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's otherworldly. Exactly. Yeah, all in the same box.
Yes. Are you worried, Freddie, about this?
I don't worry about things I can't see.
But what if they just start popping up?
That's the problem. You can't. So wait, you don't worry about being in the ocean and sharks who are biting people?
You know why? Because I'm not doing that because I know what global warming looks like and the sharks and the other fish are getting closer and closer to the shoreline. Mm-mm. I know that part.
The orcas in the ocean handing out pamphlets, dog. It's all types of sea life coming together in pods.
We're just in weird times right now. We are definitely in some weird times.
But I'm not going to go.
You're not going to be watching this?
I'm not going to the X-Files with
you,
boss.
I can't wait
to text Freddie all the key points and clips.
Go right ahead.
We're talking about this tomorrow. You better not block me.
I'm not going to block you.
It's going to be live streamed on YouTube.
I may be cruel, but I'm not that cruel, Alan.
The hearing will be live streamed on YouTube by the House Oversight and Accountability Committee starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The government's involved. I'm out.
Today.
I'm out.
I'm locked in.
I'm a faithful man. I'm not going to have that kind of faith in worrying about stuff like that.
We're going to be utilizing the technology. You don't question technology?
Reverse engineering hard outs next. Who knows?
Alan, Nuno, and Jay. This is all the makings of Jay Shoner tomorrow with those tinfoils in his head. That's what this has all the makings.
High frequency, man.
What's the frequency?
They around us, man.
Exactly. We're still trying to figure it out. That's the problem.
You believe it. When it comes to Jay Will and Alan, do not believe that.
Okay.
They're just trying to scare you out there.
Hey, when you go missing... Don't reach out to me for help.
I'm not. The truth is out there. And it's not located with you, too.
Because if I see a message pop on my phone, I'm like, I don't know how to help you, Freddie. You on your own.
Be friends with them.
Be friends.
That's all I'm saying.
Better make friends.
I'm cool with them.
Tell them I said what's up.
Hey.
You guys are
not today.
Not today. Alien. Not tomorrow. Not in the past. Not in the future. Okay. Not doing that. Jay Williams, Freddie coming together because the truth is out there. And ESPN Radio as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also ESPN U. I can't do it with you two today.
But so much has happened in the first 10 minutes of our show. Bruce Springsteen has been called Fordham by our Bill Belichick, Nunito.
Yeah, that's
Pat
right.
Pat started bleeding off of
Pat
him.
Pat's eyes are still bleeding and ears are bleeding
now.
I need
to get a Band-Aid. Also calling Nuno Bill Belichick or Bill Parcells.
He called himself Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick.
He did call himself.
Is that allowed? Can you just?
No.
I mean, it should not be.
Let's be honest.
It shouldn't be allowed.
He is the best leader we have.
He's the only leader we have.
He's like Bill O'Brien, maybe.
Wow.
And stay Bill O'Brien or Texas?
No.
Everyone's on blast today. This is
It really is.
Freddie's gone over here unscathed.
No, it started me early
with the whole thing. Evan Wood and one of my producers on this network talking about me drinking Shirley Temple's at a company event. So it was at happy hour. I caught my shrapnel. I've caught that. So I've not gone unscathed.
I'm the only one who's clean today. I love that.
Don't worry. We still got 2 hours. The dirt will find you, whether you like
the
it or not.
The dirt will find you.
I'd say 3 showers a day, man.
And the dirt's still going to find you no matter what. We know money has found Justin Herbert. Talk about getting paid to the 25th power. But here's the deal with this contract, J-Will. 5 years, $262.5 million. No trade clause. $133.7 million in full guarantees. And $193.7 million in injury guarantees, which means that if he plays too tough for his body, he may not get that money. But if I'm Brandon Staley, the coach of the Chargers, I got more pressure than Justin Herbert because now they let everybody know our quarterback we know is going to be an elite quarterback. He may be closer to being an elite quarterback than we think. But Brandon Staley, don't mess this up.
Can I just flip this on its back for a second about this whole concept or notion of pressure?
Treat it like a dead roach out of hearings involving
with
UFOs.
With all the injuries that they had last year and they still made it to the first round of the playoffs, like, would you consider last year to be a successful season, considered
the trajectory? Absolutely.
So, like, when we say pressure for coaches that have star-studded quarterbacks, great wideouts, an improving defense, now you add Kellen Moore as your OC. Like, okay. Like, a lot of other coaches have pressure, too. I get as it relates to, you know, look, not kicking the field goal, going for it, as it relates to analytics. I understand that. But haven't we seen, I mean, what's going to happen? Okay. Like, what's define pressure? What is the pressure? Is Brandon Staley, if they obviously in a loaded AFC, if they don't make the playoffs, is he going to lose his job?
He'll be on the hot seat.
But the following year, correct?
Yeah, not the in 2023. I'm
just scaling back on this notion of like pressure. I think it's an easy thing for people to say.
Yeah.
But I don't see realistically, unless they just boop the bed. I don't see Brandon Staley losing his job this year.
The only way that would probably happen if they have a slow start to the season.
Yes.
I mean, they have Miami, Tennessee, Minnesota, Las Vegas, Dallas, Kansas City in their first 6 games. He goes 1-5.
I hear, I mean, we also talked about Justin Herbert playing with barbecue ribs all last season.
I know. Give him credit for that.
You're actually making something out of a quarterback who's been injured and who's been hurt, and you still rose to a different level.
10-7.
So granted, look, the loss that they had was unacceptable, right? Like, losing 27-0 is embarrassing. I understand that is a blemish on the resume, a major stain. But when you still look at it, it's totality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they still have the talent. They're still in a loaded conference. They're still in a tough division. And I still think they're set up to actually have a good season.
They have a defense that's really, really good. Khalil Mack, he may not be the Khalil Mack we're used to
Bosa.
Seeing. Bosa, we know what they're
injury,
able to
like,
do. Yeah, exactly. They got,
once again, they got guys.
They got dudes. They definitely have dudes. And now they got their dude at quarterback who we know they believe in. They're hoping that their coach will continue to be a better dude, even though he has not been unsuccessful in his first 2 years with the Los Angeles Chargers.
I just want to calm down this notion of, like, you know how media, the pressure, and we lean into the pressure. I'm like,
yeah,
there is pressure on Brandon Staley. Of course there is. But is it to the point where he's going to be fired unless they boop the bed?
Yeah, I'm with you.
No.
It's easy to do that because more than ever before, people see what they see in front of them and think it should be better. They automatically go, okay, who's to blame for this? And you can't blame the quarterback now because he's there for 5 years at those kind of prices. It automatically turns to the coach.
And then who was the coach that everybody was replacing Brandon Staley with? It was Sean Payton, who is now the head coach of the Denver Broncos, right? That's what everybody was doing last year. Brandon Staley, better be careful. You know who has a house out in San Diego?
Yeah.
And all this, like, that's no more.
Yeah, it isn't.
It's off the table.
It is off the table, no doubt about that. Great stuff by Jay Williams. Hit him on Twitter, Real Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU. We're really, really glad that what happened to LeBron James' son did not turn out to be a lot worse after what we heard what happened to him on Monday. If you missed that story, we'll get to it next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
Whether you're a LeBron James fan or not, everybody has that concern regarding his son Bronny, who suffered a medical event, a cardiac arrest on Monday, but he is stable and out of the ICU. With the real Jay Williams, that is him. Freddie Coleman, that's me. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80 and ESPNU. When I heard that news yesterday about that, because I just finished working out, how ironic was that? I come upstairs, my wife goes, you hear the news about, you know, Bronny James. I'm thinking, well, yeah, he's going to USC. I didn't think anything in terms of what bad could have happened to that young man. And she said he suffered a cardiac arrest. My wife Denise told me that. And all of a sudden it pops up on the crawl. We see the news, and Dr. Jennifer Ashton at that point was on SportsCenter. And I had a look of just complete, like, oh, my goodness. Here's a young man, barely past the age of 18, and I was really, really grateful that it didn't turn out to be worse than it was, because that's not good anyway, having a cardiac event, cardiac arrest. But the fact that he was out of ICU and in stable condition, there were plenty of us that were breathing a sigh of relief when it came to Bronny James, the son of the great LeBron James.
You know, like I said earlier, I'm really glad that Bronny is okay. And obviously, this was a devastating moment. This is the second player within a year span that has had some kind of form of cardiac arrest.
See, I didn't know that.
At USC, yeah. Right? Happened to another player last July. So obviously the rate that this occurs is a very big theme. You know, I heard Stephen A. yesterday on First Take talking about the fact that how lucky Bronny James was that he was working out at the Galen Center, which is where USC plays all their games. Coaching staff, people like that were around.
Amen.
To help facilitate the needs he needed in that moment for him to have a quick recovery to come back from cardiac arrest. But it kind of brought me back to Freddie to this point. Like, you know, when I went to school, and it's such a big decision. And granted, there are a lot of other things that happen in life. But as we kind of go into this new era of social media and NIL being like the wild, wild west, it kind of led to a point that, you know, I was born and raised in Jersey, and I went 9 hours away to the state of North Carolina to go to play basketball at Duke. Now, granted, if something like that had happened at Duke, I feel like the staff would have been so great, they would have taken care of me. But you think about, I really ponder back and forth through this choice to go to Rutgers because I wanted to stay close to home.
Okay.
And you think about a guy like Bronny, like if this were to happen somewhere else, granted, LeBron and these guys could have gotten there in a heartbeat in his family.
Sure.
But the fact that now, if he is going to be, and who knows if Bronny comes back to play, you would think maybe due to the way you understand him to be built, that he would try to come back and play as long as it's monitored and health-wise, medically, it's safe to do so. But the fact that he is close to home, think about what that does for a guy like LeBron James in Savannah, right? Like, I will never take my eyes off my kids.
Absolutely.
And just, I'm not saying it would deter my decision to send my kids away. Ultimately, it will be their decision. But the fact that he is right in their backyard now, the amount, and also it's going to make it difficult too, because you're in LA. The amount of attention that they already have on their family is astronomical. This elevates it even more. And I hope that media and people abide by the ask of the family.
Absolutely.
To have their privacy.
Mm-hmm.
But Freddie,
we know
let's
how
talk
that
about
works.
The real world now.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of attention now will be catapulted even more, because now it's the story of life and how does LeBron and Savannah handle it? What is the drama around the family? And will Bronny James be able to play? Will he play at USC? What are the ratings going to be around the USC games? How does this affect the team? Will LeBron James and Savannah show up to the game? Like, oh, and I'm not saying it's right, people. Hear me on this. It's not right. But it's the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how
know.
The family dynamics have to deal with that put so much pressure on them.
Yeah. And believe
me, I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it as well. But when you're a worldwide figure, unfortunately,
it's what comes along with it.
Everybody's going to get, I don't want to use the term dragged into it, but they're going to get dragged into it, especially when you mention not just being a high profile athlete, high profile person that LeBron James is, but we've seen Bronny James literally grow up before our eyes, being on social media. We've seen some of the missteps that he's had on social media, that he's had in his life, that has become magnified because of who he is. And it's not going to stop, even with him dealing with this and the whole family dealing with this. And Dr. Jennifer Ashton does a great job as an ABC News chief medical correspondent. When she was on SportsCenter yesterday with Matt Barry, she explained exactly what could have happened to Bronny in that situation on Monday having that cardiac event.
The vast majority of cases are caused by a congenital and previously undetected or undiagnosed congenital heart defect known as HCM or hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. But certainly you can have this happen in a structurally normal heart. We're all familiar with what happened with Damar Hamlin. That is a very rare cause, commotio cordis, or there can be an irregular heartbeat in the electrical system, an arrhythmia. Bottom line is immediate intervention with CPR and AED use absolutely saves lives.
The key word there, by the way, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio and ESPNU, immediate attention that may not have been there if he was working out by himself. No matter what has happened with him and what's going to go forward, the fact that people were there quickly to make sure that this didn't go from a medical event to a tragedy says a lot about the fact that sometimes being in the right place at the right time can go such a long way, Jay Will, when it comes to a potential life and death situation that faced Damar Hamlin last year with the Buffalo Bills in that game versus Cincinnati, and on Monday involving the son of LeBron James when it comes to Bronny James working out, getting ready for the upcoming season.
So how about the people who aren't at the right place at the right time?
Absolutely.
Freddie, I mean, yeah. We had a Detroit high school basketball player who passed away from cardiac arrest. We had a player in the Dominican Republic playing overseas, passed away from a similar situation. So it's at these moments that you recognize how fortunate that LeBron James, Savannah, Bronny, Zuri, and his brother Bryce are. That Bronny was surrounded by the right people. The timeliness of this. Thank God he was at USC.
Yeah.
And, you know, LeBron has the best medical experts in the world around him to diagnose and to ultimately assess, whether, you know, Bronny James will be okay and whether he can continue. I mean, isn't it funny when I got hurt? And granted, my situation is not like this situation at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only talk about my former experiences, Freddie. And, you know, when I got hurt, when I went through that, and I've heard similar people tell this story about cardiac arrest, and Damar Hamlin thought the same way. It's like my first reaction was, can I play again?
Can I play again? Right.
There's so much like, and nobody's really going to dig deep into this aspect of the story for him, but the self-identification or the self-identity with who Bronny James is right now is as a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
It's what his father has been able to establish. It's what him and his brother are ultimately achieving. The notoriety that comes along with, hey, that's Bronny James, like that plays into your ego. And to now have that be at question is a huge inflection point.
Right.
For this young man in his life.
Yeah.
And I hope that I know he's surrounded by people who are strong mentally that can help him navigate these difficult times.
Especially when he's been on that stage, whether he's liked it or not, but he's dealt with it quite well, in my opinion, based on someone
Agreed.
Who just barely turned 18, 19 years of age, but dealing with something else, having that family support and structure around him is only going to be beneficial for Bronny James and the family involving him, LeBron James, and everybody else. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and also ESPNU. We get back to the lighter side of things after having a heavy moment like that. And the Prince-Bruce Springsteen matchup, was it as one-sided as most people are putting out there on social
Seems
media?
Seems like it.
We'll get to that next on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICebikes.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
We're going to give a disclaimer because our next guest, Pat Costello, one of our guys behind the scenes, is firmly convinced that our next guest will side with Jay Williams that Prince's catalog is better than what Pat Costello says when it comes to Bruce Springsteen. Our next guest is David Dennis, Antscape senior writer, a great follow on Twitter at DavidDTSS, and he's host of one of the great podcasts out there right now called Rap Story. So, David, Jay Will had his top seven songs of Prince. Pat Costello had his top seven songs of Bruce Springsteen. The catalog that was decided which was better, I was the judge. And during that one, it was going to be Prince by a little bit. Other people think it's a blot in favor of Prince. Where do you stand in terms of the better catalog, David, Prince or Bruce, and why?
I mean, Prince ain't even close. Despite Jay Will singing, it was kind of making me reconsider it a little bit. But you know, what I'm saying? We're talking. Hey, man, I'm just saying. You know, you were trying this morning. It's all good.
I do have the ugly crying singing face though. Like, it's not the prettiest.
It's all good, man. You know, hey, Lil Wayne figured out how to sing. Also, you know, you could do it too, my brother. So I think it's not even close. It's not even close. Like, you got to put a handicap. When we talk about Prince, I'm talking, you got to put Prince songs out there, and like you say, Prince can't even touch Purple Rain or something to go ahead and go with anybody. No disrespect to Bruce Springsteen, but we're talking about Prince. There's nobody who has a catalog who's touching Prince.
By the way, David Dennis Jr., your boy Jay Will had Purple Rain second on his list.
But see, this is what they try to do though, Dave. They try to make it about like my list of my favorite songs instead of just recognizing. Mm-hmm. That the catalog just destroys Bruce overall. Like, and I didn't even get into the songs this man wrote for other people, i.e. Patti LaBelle, Tevin Campbell,
You can do the same thing with Bruce Springsteen, the songs that, for example, the Pointer Sisters did Fire. That went top three, for example. So there's Keep songs going. That Bruce Springsteen
I got
did.
Like 20, there's like 25 songs.
Just only named three. You only named two.
Don't throw an arbitrary number. So you're trying to say that the catalog is very, very close in your opinion.
I think it is closer than you think. And what my boy David Dennis thinks. My opinion.
This is a throwback when you're playing Madden, you're up 21, you pass the sticks. You do a versus with Prince, you pass the sticks. Because my man is gonna start blowing you out from jump. We didn't even touch the Batman soundtrack, my man. Like we got hits on hits on hits. We talking soundtrack, we talking movie soundtrack, we talking radio hits, we talking, like I said, You gotta tell Prince that he cannot touch, you gotta leave Purple Rain on the shelf. Cause when you start bringing Purple Rain out, that's like adding KD to the Warriors. Like, you just gotta play. It ain't even fair at that point.
Well, the soundtrack argument's good.
I mean, by the way, I got people tweeting me, David, like, Prince played all instruments when recording.
He played 27 instruments.
Say it again. What number?
27.
How many did Bruce play?
Guitar, piano.
Okay.
Bass.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not a scrub. If you can play an instrument, you're not a scrub.
Me and 150 million people are a bunch of morons, I guess.
Wow. Nobody called you guys morons.
What are we talking about?
Nobody name called, right? Pat. There's levels to it. There's levels to it, Dave.
Yeah, sorry, those 20 Grammys, I guess, just were arbitrary. Well, that's fine. I'll take the 20 Grammys over the 27 instruments.
It's a different conversation on who the votees are in the Grammys.
You got to take.
Yeah, we ain't talking about now.
With the grain of Himalayan salt.
We're taking them. We can't talk about them Grammy wins because we still got to talk. You know, Macklemore beat Kendrick Lamar once upon a time and had to send an Instagram text message apology. So we ain't talking Grammys over here.
Thank you.
Beyonce ain't never got an album of the year for the Grammys. So that Grammy argument, we're going to have to throw that one out.
Pat does not want to go down that road. He just says it without knowing any of the historical context. You know what I mean?
I'll still take the 150 million album sales versus the 100 million, but I guess, you know, that's just me being crazy.
Oh my goodness.
No hits, I guess.
So I was right.
Let's just, you were right.
It was a November 9th game.
Let's just move on from this. David Dennis Jr., Antscape senior writer, host of the Rap Stories podcast. Great follow on Twitter, David DTSS, joining Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Sports-wise, we were surprised by the Jaylen Brown deal in terms of the trigger. He's now the highest paid player in the history of the NBA.
No, we weren't surprised.
Let me correct. I was surprised.
Really?
Jay Will was not surprised. I guess it's gotten to a point when you had those numbers next to a Jaylen Brown. Didn't see that coming. David, what are your thoughts about Jaylen Brown now becoming the highest paid player in the NBA by making second team all NBA and having that triggering that extension from the Boston Celtics?
Well, I think, first of all, we're going to talk on the macro level, big picture. I sort of don't believe that the all-NBA voting should be the thing that triggers all this. Like, we're leaving it up to journalists and people who are voting to determine some guy's salary, which I never felt comfortable with. But in terms of this contract, Boston sort of does not have a choice. I mean, he is the highest paid player for now. Right. At one point, once upon a time, it was Mike Conley had this huge contract. And now it's, you know, nowhere near that in terms of being, you know, top of the league. So somebody else will eclipse him. His own teammate will eventually eclipse him. I think this in terms of Boston, you kind of have no choice in terms of what you have. You have two of the top maybe 15 or 20 players in the league. They're in their 20s. You build around them and hope that they could become good enough unit to win you a championship. I mean, that's just sort of been the formula for winning championships in the NBA, and Boston is kind of following that. What were the alternatives? You trade Jaylen Brown for parts or for pieces? You got to kind of stick with these two guys because it's not like these guys have been far away from championships so far either way.
David, I agree with you on the stipulation that triggers this, you know, maximum extension, you know, being all NBA and how sports writers are the people casting that vote. But then I would ask you, how do you fix it? Like, what would you do in replacement of that?
I mean, I think that there are different statistical measures that you can do to determine who gets this supermax, but also just pay the guys what they're worth. I mean, just pay the guys based on their performance. Like, why do we need something like that to determine a guy getting $304 million supermax, right? Jaylen Brown has earned, you know, being one of the pillars of that franchise and being paid as such just on his performance. You know, top 10 scorer in the league, almost 30 points. Just pay the guy what he's worth. But you should not let it be something that a journalist determines based on, all these extenuating circumstances. Just pay the guy what he's worth.
Antscape senior writer David Dennis joining us here on ESPN Radio. I'm Jay Williams alongside Freddie Coleman. David, I was reading last night that the NBA now represents 32 of the 50th biggest contracts in North American sports by annual value.
Wow.
76 players are set to make at least $20 million next season. So with that being said, how do you feel about the current pay structure of the NBA and where we are ultimately going with this media rights deal that's coming upon us?
All I got to say is get that bag. Go and get that bag. I mean, I think for a long time, you think about these players and the salary cap, what they have been paid compared to what they are making for these teams, these TV deals, it's about time. Like, you think about the LeBron James of the world, especially the Stephen Currys of the world. Think about fellow Davidson alum Steph Curry and what he did for that Warriors franchise. When he came to that franchise, what they were worth and what they were worth now. And you would say that he's been grossly underpaid for the entirety of his career based on his actual value to those franchises. So what we're doing is when we talk about these salaries, we talk about comparatively to other athletes, comparatively to all these things, These are faces of the league players when they only have a few, you know, roster spots, and they are making billions of dollars for people who are, you know, already worth billions of dollars. So I have no problem with these brothers getting that bag.
And David, I laugh at that. It's like, you know, when people say, well, Michael Jordan was horrible as an owner. I'm like, well, okay, he bought the team for a couple of $100 million
and
just sold it.
Yeah.
Just flipped it to Rick Snow and
right
for
there.
A couple of billion. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't seem like he was that bad of a team owner, does it?
No, not at all. By the way, when is season two of Rap Stories dropping? Because season one with
season
Big
one
Crit, tough. Too Short, Little Brother, MC Light, Goody Mob. Man, you knocked that out, David Dennis Jr. When is season two going to drop, my man?
Oh, I appreciate you so much, man. Season one has been so well received. Top the Apple charts, number two on Spotify charts, all that stuff. Man, just keep on getting that petition out. Keep on, you know, telling folks to keep listening so we can get that season two going. You know, we're trying to figure all that stuff out right now. You know, Jay, get your cousin Weezy to come on and we can talk on there to do season two. But yeah, I would love to have a season two and hopefully we can make that happen.
Yeah, let's make that happen because David Dennis Jr. not only does a great job covering everything for Antscape, but man, the Rap Stories podcast, go to Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Believe me. Fascinating stories. The one with the locks is my favorite. That was tremendous. What you were able to do. All the rest were fantastic.
But the
one with the locks, man, that was on lock when it comes to the locks. What you were able to do with that. He's a great follower on Twitter. Like I mentioned, David DTSS does a great job with Rap Stories podcast on Antscape. He joined Freddie Coleman and Jay Will on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Keep knocking out, my brother. Thanks so much, David.
All right,
and appreciate David.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate y'all.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is ESPN Radio.
Your name.
I hope that's not Saquon Barkley saying that today. After what happened yesterday and happening today involving the New York Giants, Jay Williams over there, Freddie Coleman over here, you over there joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU presented by Progressive Insurance. Not even 24 hours after Saquon Barkley got a one-year contract, $11 million, incentives could be worth an extra $1.5 to $2 million. Not even 24 hours later, Jay Williams with your New York Giants. Left tackle Andrew Thomas. This is going to ESPN NFL Inside Adam Schefter. Left tackle Andrew Thomas and the Giants reached an agreement on a five-year, $117.5 million extension. That includes an offensive line record, $67 million fully guaranteed at signing, which ties him to the New York Giants through the 2029 season.
So, obviously, we're getting a lot of this news coming in. It was like 3 years ago. Remember, people were saying he's a bust.
Absolutely.
Right? Different projection now under new leadership. But the annual average of the deal works out to be $23.5 million, making Thomas the second highest paid left tackle in the NFL, trailing only Laremy Tunsil. Right? Like,
mm-hmm.
So, once again, going back to, I said this last week when we were discussing Saquon. Hey, this game is geared economically for anybody that is involved in the passing game. So we talked about, hey, there's value on edge rushers because their job is to get to the passer, right? There's economic value for corners, right? We've seen that with new deals that have came out, right? Because their job is to lock down wide receivers, you know, and obviously a left tackle. Like, what's your job?
Protect Freddie? The quarterback.
There you go.
At all costs.
At all costs.
By any
right?
means necessary.
Also,
you don't
job,
let defensive ends fall on your quarterback. You fall on defensive ends.
Also, the job open up gaps for Saquon Barkley.
Absolutely.
Right? So there's value around that in the parts of the game that they feel like they deem more valuable.
Because more than ever before, if you don't believe it, you can have all the Zoom meetings you want as a running back. Nick Chubb told the truth at the Cleveland Browns running back a couple of days ago. Hey, we had this Zoom meeting. It's not going to change anything. That's not going to go away when it comes to guys who are going to continue to get more and more money than we're going to get. Andrew Thomas is about to make 6 times more in a signing bonus than Saquon Barkley is going to make for 1 year without a signing bonus when it comes to the New York Giants. If I'm Saquon Barkley, and I give him credit, he's not going to leave his dudes out there. That's why I firmly believe he was going to be out there. He signed that contract saying, if I'm going to play one last year with this team, then so be it. I'll take this blankety-blank contract. I'm going to ball out, meet the incentives, and then deuces. I'm out of here in 2024. He's not going to leave his guys behind. But the New York Giants let it be known, hey, we trust Daniel Jones. We trust Andrew Thomas. But the heart and soul of our football team, we're not trusting you with any kind of money.
You know, with all that talk about leaving guys behind, he's also not going to leave $12 to $13 million on the table.
And a year out of the NFL. I mean, that's fair.
Let's be realistic about this, okay? When we start, let's stop sugarcoating things about, oh, I'm going to do it for my teammates. You're making $12 to $13 million. It's a lot of money, Freddie. It's a lot of money for 1 year of service. Is it where you would like for it to be? No, but that's also due to the CBA, and that's due to the loopholes that owners have been able to take out,
yeah,
right? Because they're able to dance around it. And economically, as an owner, you're trying to get the most value for as low cost as possible. That's the way business works, with the exception of people like that the market would deem differently.
Right.
And the market deems left tackles differently, yeah, than they do running backs.
Look at the money that the Giants have doled out to people not named Saquon Barkley this offseason.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, 4 years, $160 million. There can be an opt-out after 2024, but $82 million in guaranteed
team
money.
Team opt-out, right?
Right, team opt-out, right. Okay. Dexter Lawrence, 4 years, $90 million. And now today, Andrew Thomas, 5 years, $117.5 million, and $67-plus million in guaranteed money. You look at those kind of players that they value. And Dexter Lawrence is really, really good. But if I'm Saquon Barkley, stop putting it out there. You're the heart and soul. You're the best player in this team. We can't win without you. Because Saquon Barkley can say, look, apparently you can't. You're paying other guys money that lets me know that I'm not necessary, that you believe you can find somebody like me and not to have to pay those kind of prices, that you know I'm more than worth that based on my value to this football team. Not as a running back in the NFL, but based on my value helping out my quarterback and helping out my defense when it comes to Saquon Barkley at running back.
I mean, look.
this ought to thing, be good. When you took a deep sigh, because I can't wait to hear this.
There is becoming so much pressure on Daniel Jones coming up. Like, I just feel it ratcheting up, right? I mean, he got this big deal. Obviously, Dexter Lawrence, you talk about this deal, Andrew Thomas. You talk about what they're doing to Saquon Barkley. But it, now in an NFC that kind of feels, with the exception of the Eagles, it feels open.
It is open.
It's open.
If the 49ers are right at quarterback, they're closer to the Eagles line.
They're closer. All right, so the 49ers and the Eagles at the top, right? The Cowboys have a chance to be there
as well.
But you kind of feel like it's open. It's not as loaded, or the depth doesn't seem as the same as the AFC conference overall. Now, somebody can probably try to debate me on that, fine. But still, just look at the star power and the studs in the AFC. And not saying there's a lack thereof studs, it's just different.
It is different.
Right? So now you have all these different triggers. Like, what is the actual, like, what are the expectations for the Giants this year?
Now, you're not a Giants fan, what should they be? I'll ask you that.
Obviously, to make the playoffs. I think to make a run in the playoffs.
Okay.
I think it's open. I think to make a run, a legit run.
How good, in terms of legit, meaning getting an NFC Championship game?
I mean,
won one last year.
Why not?
And then
you're
they
right there. You're not that far off.
Okay. All right.
You're not that far off. Okay. I mean, that's the goal. But once again, there is a part of me, and I'm a Giants fan, but I almost look at that as fool's gold, right? There's so many games that just went our way last year,
mm-hmm,
not to go through the laundry list of what those games are, but a lot of games that could have quickly turned the other way. And I get worried that this pressure that's mounting on Daniel Jones, like, will he live up to the expectation? Because his game has been trending in the right direction. But now it's like, we're going to expect him to be that guy. It's a lot of weight for him to carry.
Well, he better now.
That's what I'm saying.
There's
no
excuse.
It's no longer like we're waiting.
Yep.
It's like, oh, now you've been revamped under Brian Daboll, and now expectations are different. It went from, you know, could he to he better.
And if you want that, if you're Daniel Jones, you want to show people that the Giants did not make a mistake drafting him that high in the first round. You want to let people know that last year is the beginning of something special, even though he, quote unquote, threw only 15 touchdown passes. If I'm Daniel Jones, Jaywell, I want that. I want to show people there's a reason you drafted Jalen Hyatt out of Tennessee, because you believe in me now, and you know I can be the leader of the team and make that work. You should want that.
We're about to find out.
If you're Daniel Jones.
We're about to find out. Yeah,
sooner than later. We're about to find out exactly how much people love Prince, maybe more than Bruce Springsteen and their music catalog. That's next on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.